framework that we establish. In terms of outreach, here's I think a fun one and one that we're already seeing a number of efforts on the part of the university. With respect to, we're recommending three initiatives here. One is the creation of a diversity advisory council. That would be, the participants on that council would be stakeholders, not only businesses, but those where you would actually be looking at the individual companies that might have subcontractors participating, internal stakeholders as well as external stakeholders. We're looking at developing outreach plans that would be tailored to each individual campus market, and they're, because they're very specific procurement and opportunities that exist in each of the geographic areas. And then we talked about hosting, amongst a series of our recommendations, different kinds of matchmaking fairs and other events that would enable to really expanding on those that are already underway on the part of the university. Something else to think about, and I recall from our last meeting in March, we talked about diversity as a, and we reported on it during the, just your dashboard presentation right now as well. Given that it is an enterprise strategic goal and focus area of the university, that you know perhaps there's an opportunity for a diversity task force at the board level, subcommittee that's really looking beyond supplier diversity, but diversity in other areas from a personnel, faculty, enrollment, curriculum, to the extent that doesn't already exist, so that you're actually taking a holistic view, review of that, of diversity across the university. Sourcing. Sourcing is an area that speaks specifically to how we actually go out, recruit, and develop businesses, MAFB businesses, and within other diverse supplier, diverse businesses, to go out and actually provide technical assistance. There are many models that exist out there in terms of different incubation kinds of concepts that are out there. One that we had in mind also that we hadn't really talked about specifically in our report, but subsequently have been talking about it, and that is, as I, again, when I hearken back to March and we talked about how we educate, leveraging, since we're an educational institution, how we could use internal resources to support even training around supplier diversity, that here too we might think about reaching out to our College of Business, both a graduate, undergraduate and graduate from an MBA perspective, and actually taking students and assigning them to work with those that would like to volunteer to do that, to work with some of the what we would call incubation firms that are trying to grow as diverse businesses within the state of Illinois. That model I know is working elsewhere around the country. So it's something just to consider. But we have, as part of phase two, we developed a database, a diverse supplier database, where we actually looked at 12 different databases from a city, county, state perspective, the CMS and SAMS database that exists at the state level. And we looked at 22,000 entries. And we actually cleansed about 25% of those. We made sure the businesses were still in existence, that they were viable businesses, they were really certified, they were indeed woman-owned, minority-owned businesses, et cetera. And it was a laborious process, but we think we have a really good, clean, strong database that the university now owns of over 6,000 diverse suppliers. And so the question is, what do we do with that database now? And how do we leverage it in terms of outreach, as well as from a sourcing perspective, to further develop these businesses and have them be a part of a really interested in wanting to do business with the university? So we believe there's some opportunities, which also relates back to some of our recommendations on staffing, to you need to maintain that database. And it is something that, and also to continue to update it, really, on a perspective that might be passed to our new types of businesses that will be considered diverse. For the purposes of procurement compliance in the state of Illinois. So where are we now? Well, we've completed phase two, and we think over the course of the last year, as we see on this particular final slide, when we say there was no organized program a year ago, there was a program, but it was just not really a formal enterprise-wide structured program within the university system. over the course of the 12 months that we have been participating in this project, we have seen a lot more focus around both enterprise-wide coordination as well as bringing increased structure, policies, and procedures to the program. We believe that with the implementation of the recommendations emanating from our phase two work, that the university will indeed have an established program, an established identity for its MAFB and supplier diversity program, and then would go on, as we had talked about at the March meeting, really to become a nationally recognized program and potentially to serve as a model for other universities and other governments across the nation in this area. So with that, we have the final step in terms of discussing recommendations and agreeing upon what we have here, the specific changes to be implemented, brings us to phase three. So in phase three, the first three steps here, approving recommendations and determining appropriate implementation strategies, preparing a new university diversity policy statement, which would include mission and vision, and then establishing the roles and responsibilities for implementation of a supplier diversity program. All three of these items we believe can take place over a month, month and a half time frame, which would then really give the opportunity to put in place that accountability framework and measure the progress towards achievement of the goals for the program over the course of the next year. I would be pleased, and Ashley would be pleased, to answer any questions you might have about any of the information that I've presented.
First of all, I think that you presented a noble plan, and I think it should, if we could implement 75% of it, it would be a tremendous improvement. One of the things...
Do I hear a motion?
Not yet. One of the things that I think is important, and I think you mentioned it in terms of accountability, and that is provide us with information that will inform those who administer the program of how it's doing. Now, the most recent quarterly report that we received, it would be helpful if that report not just listed individuals who are in these groups who receive contracts or whatever, or purchases, but let's see what the percentages are of each group so that we can see how we're doing within groups. Because I sort of did that this quarter, and I found out that women were having a great time and disabled people were having a terrible time, and blacks and Hispanics were about next on the low level of the totem pole. And I think that that's something that ought to be looked at, because if you look at a program that's designed to try and remediate past discrimination, then you gotta be looking at how you're performing in each of these groups. And I think that if we could get our quarterly reports to show what my minions have shown me in adding up these numbers, it's something like for Asian Americans, I think they received 27% of the buy. Hispanics 18%, African Americans 13%, female majority 43%, disabled sheltered rehabilitation folks 1%. So that kind of information would be helpful for us, and as well as for those who administer the program, so that they can modify any disparities that might exist.
And I think there's an opportunity that exists within the database that we created to be able to attach identifying information and be able to sort on that information and apply it, which would enable really the facilitation of the preparation of those reports.
Good. Thank you.
Tim?
What is our total cost for the consultancy?
$202,000.
Per year or total?
No, total.
Total.
For this engagement.
Okay, and what's the source of that money?
University administration resources, WALD allocated funds for that purpose.
So is that like general revenue funds?